to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what they're wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It's Friday again. It's Friday. And you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week. The biblical question, are you a problem to yourself? Are you a problem to yourself? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. If you're moving about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, no matter where you are in the whole wide world, we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. Everybody and their mama. So you can podcast the show if you're too busy to sit and watch it. But you could be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, buy me a coffee. Go to Cameo. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. I like to remember. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday, so get it off your chest day. For those who might be new and don't know it, no primary subject or topic. It's just whatever's on your mind, express yourself. Friday.
Calm like a mug. You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
25-year-old Bonnie Blue from Derbyshire is making headlines around the world for filming herself having sex with teenagers and posting the footage online.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
The big 1,000 was completely done, and then it would literally just be like a rotating circle.
Have you no shame?
My first priority is to be a mom, to be a first lady, to be a wife.
Oh, no one like that. Will there be?
Instead, what do I have?
I want to apologize to everybody in here because I am pregnant.
when people acted with dignity in this public place.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. The world gone crazy. What a mess. This is hell on earth. You don't need to worry about going to hell. You're already in hell. I would be concerned of how do I get out of hell if I were you. But do what you want. How do I get out of hell? You know, I was thinking, reflecting, and I was speaking of getting out of hell. I was thinking about how this journey of getting out of hell, it's a very, very, very important and interesting journey. And if you stay with it, just travel through that hell, you can get out of it. It's really easy to get out of it right now, but it's difficult because most people have identified with hell. Most human beings, all human beings really, until they start to work on themselves, have identified with hell, and they call hell home. But I was thinking about how you can tell people about the journey or suggest that, hey, if you want to overcome your hell, here's the way out. And some people get really excited about it. And they're like, well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get it. I'm going to work on myself. I'm going to do it. And they start working on themselves. They give testimonies and things about how they're working on themselves and what they're learning and blah, blah, blah. And then somewhere down the road, because they're on this journey to overcoming hell, your enemy within your mind and emotions will try and stop you from taking this journey and completing it all the way through. They're trying to stop you. Not only your enemy within you, but your enemy is without you too, on the outside of you, inside of other people. They will try to stop you. The enemy within you will give you reasons to stop. He will suggest his little demons, the big devil and the big little devils, they will suggest all type of reasons why you should, do this, do that. It's not working this way. You try that. And if you're not watching on this journey, you will find yourself letting go. You stop. And you'll be convinced that you told yourself to stop. You will be convinced that you made up a reason why you need to not go to a meeting or not participate in this or that. You would think you made that excuse up because you heard his voice telling you that. And it reminded you that you've been trying to do other things to get out of hell and then whatever, right? But if you listen to that voice, and most people do, you'll stop the journey and you'll stay in hell. And then you'll make up reasons why you're in hell, but you'll call it heaven. It's so interesting to me. It's like working on yourself is the most important, fun, peaceful things you can do for yourself. If you want to do something for yourself, work on yourself. You know, do something that's worthwhile. Because everything else you're doing is not worthwhile. It's a waste of time. You think it's worthwhile and important, but it's really a waste of time. The battle is a spiritual battle. You were put here on earth. Why am I on earth? What's my purpose for being on earth? What's my gift? What's my talent? Why am I here? You're here to overcome hell. You're here to overcome hell. Christ came to conquer hell so you can walk out the gates of hell. I understand most people are not going to walk out the gates, but the gates are open. The gates are wide open. But you're so identified with the false self, for the lack of better, yeah, it is false self. You are so identified with the false self, you don't believe there is a real self. Because you think you identify with the real self, and you're not, and you suffer, and you cry, and you have fear, and you have worry, and you have doubt, and you have jealousy, and envy, and strife, and revenge, suicidal thoughts, and you call it life. Or you run to the psychiatrist or psychologist or some dumb counselor, and they give you medication. And now you're stuck in hell, high, can't function at all because you're under the influence of medication that makes your mind give up. But it's a fun journey. It's an amazing journey. Last night, we had our first women's forum. And I knew in advance that it was going to be dynamite. And I have to tell you, and I'm not exaggerating at all, it was an amazing first meeting for 2025. The ladies showed up. The ladies are working on themselves. The ladies spoke up last night. And ladies, stay with it. I don't care what Satan tell you along the way, or your little friends or your family members, you stay with it. It was dynamite. It was like, I knew it was going to be too. I just knew it. I just knew it. It was So I ended up going to bed really late. But it was worth it. It was all worth it. I closed my eyes only for a moment, and the moment was gone. And I'm like, what the? But it was worth it. Do not give up, ladies. Don't stop. Go all the way through it. All the way. All the way. You stay with it. It was, amazing. It really was. And I knew it would be amazing. I was looking forward to the meeting because I knew it was going to be more than amazing, more than miraculous, more than the eye can see or the heart believe. It was more than amazing. So stay with it, ladies. 888-775-3773. Did you hear? This is from Fox News. A three-bedroom home went up in flame early Wednesday in Oakland Hill, as firefighters arrived later than usual because of a nearby station was closed due to budget cuts. So they got money to put into DEI. DEI means the people, the black people who don't want to work. And they made that up. It's the same as reparations, affirmative action. And so they call it DEI because that just sounds a little better, I guess. It almost sounds like a computer program or something. DEI. And they made it up, and they spent all the money on trying to make black people feel good about being wrong and make sure that the blacks don't have to work to get the jobs and things. And so they're spending the money to make these people feel good, and they're shutting down the fire stations, and your house is burning down. Watch this from KTVU Fox 2.
Yeah, we're here at Fire Station 28, which is just about a mile and a half from the house fire. Now, ordinarily, firefighters here would have taken about 4 minutes to go get to the scene, but because this fire station was closed last week by the city, the next closest firefighters took three times as long to arrive. This three-bedroom home went up in flames in the middle of the night in the Oakland Hills.
When I went outside thinking that the fire department was going to be here relatively quickly, I didn't hear anything.
Rosemary Gray called 911 as the fire on Lockhart Street in the Chabot Park neighborhood raged at about 1 Wednesday morning. But it took the first firefighters 11 minutes to get there because the city shut down Fire Station 28 just minutes away, a result of budget cuts.
I don't think you get to compromise my safety. I think that I am a property taxpayer. I think I pay for the service. I think I should get the service that I pay for.
This fire was so well involved because it had three times the amount of time to get going that we ended up having to basically stay defensive here.
Seth Ollier is president of the Oakland Firefighters Union, who was among the fire crews who battled the flames from the outside instead of going in.
This is just a real-world example of what can happen when you have a delayed response of nearly three times the national standard for response.
Oakland Fire Chief Damon Covington says the neighborhood is extremely fortunate that the fire didn't spread to other homes or to the surrounding brush.
Any way you look at it, it puts us at peril. It puts us at a weaker workforce. We don't have our full complement of firefighters. And in this instance, it could have been disastrous.
Mesa, now do you see Earth is hell? And the people that work for you, for the taxpayers, they don't care about you. They care about DEI. And they take that money because they get a lot of money from the government for DEI so-called programs. And that money ends up in their pockets. It's about the money and the perceived power. And they don't care anything about you at all. And you vote for them. I wonder if that lady voted for the Democrats. I wonder would she support DEI. I wonder if she believed racism exists. You have been taught so wrong, it's not even funny. You have been taught from the moment you pop out of mama's womb, you have been taught how to be miserable in life. You go to the school of misery. And they call it higher learning. They call it higher education. The higher your education is, the miserable you are and dumb. The dumber you are. Oh, you have your little degree you paid money for and you think you earned it. You pay for that. And the school charged you up the yang-yang for a dumb piece of paper that make you think you're smart, and you're not. And you cry at night. With your little degree, you cry at night. as soon as you walk across the stage and get your expensive piece of paper that's called PhD. They put names on them, too. They give you, like, really nice names. PhD. Don't you just feel good knowing that you have a PhD and to tell people you have a PhD? But you're not telling them how much money you pay for, and you're in debt, and now you got to pay the bill off. And then you think you're smart because you got a free piece of paper that worth a dime, and but you pay thousands of dollars for. And then you go home. When you walk across the stage, everybody applaud. Your family in the audience looking. And then you go home, and everybody's gone. You look around. No one is around. The fair is over. They're gone. And then you cry at night. you put a little stupid piece of paper on the shelf, and then you cry. And then you consider suicide. Then you consider being revengeful. And then you consider, oh, I gotta get a job. And you go out and look for a PhD job. And then you cry. What a mess. They're spending your money on DEI and then programs where the children can be put into a daycare center, either called public school or a daycare center that somebody started, so you don't have to be bothered with them because you don't love your children. This is hell on earth inside human beings. Human beings are evil. Human beings are so evil, they are afraid to admit it and to see it. And because of that, they're only getting worse. They closed down the firehouse. Where's the money? Oh, it's a DEI program. They have DEI trainers. The so-called DEI trainers that go around to different companies and places, and they're intimidated white people that you better have some blacks up in here. They be making buku money. The DEI people, the dumb people. And then a fire come, no truck to show up. Or the truck finally get there late. And over there in Oakland, there is the resident of protesting a grocery store closing due to crime. The same people that took your money and put it in DEI programs, and you had to shut down the firehouse. These are the same people that opened up the jails and let the blacks out. Let them out of jail. It's racism. Oh, and by the way, no bail bond. You can hang out in the community until you have a hearing. And in the hearing, don't worry, you're not going to jail. You only stole $1,000 the first time, and then you went right back in the store and stole another $1,000 while the employee looked on and couldn't touch you, couldn't say anything, couldn't do anything. And now the grocery store have to close down. And you blame the grocery store and not the government that you voted for. KRON4. A community is enraged and demanding San Francisco save what locals are calling a pillar in the community. Watch this first soundbite from KPIX.
Activists from San Francisco's Fillmore District marched down to City Hall today. They're demanding the Board of Supervisors address the closure of the neighborhood's Safeway store. Their goal isn't to keep Safeway from leaving, rather to add a new grocery store. And they want to be included in these discussions.
We're not playing. We're demanding. We're not requesting. We're demanding. We're not urging you. We're demanding you. And we want all the new supervisors to understand this can be a beautiful relationship or a sour relationship.
So the shelves of the store are bare. Newly elected Fillmore supervisor Bilal Mahmood says produce and meat are now gone, but prescription services will continue until the store's closure on February 7th.
The Mama Baboon is demanding. I demand you leave these stores open so the blacks can come in and steal everything. We are demanding that. And not only are we demanding that you leave these stores open so the black can steal the product, we want you to open up some new stores. This is a pillar of the community. Very convenient for the blacks to go in and steal. And you want to close it? We are demanding. It's interesting how these people are demanding and they have nothing going on for themselves. But they're demanding that you let them steal your product. And if you don't, it is called racism. And they're demanding that you open up the jailhouses and let them out. If you don't, it's called racism. KPIX reporter is reporting on the needs of the community.
Kenny Choi spoke to some customers who say the frenzy to find deals shows the needs of this community and more.
George Gibbs has shopped for groceries at the Safeway on Webster Street in the Fillmore District for years.
It's convenient because this is all the store that's close.
Most shelves have been cleared out by eager shoppers looking for deals, including the Vietnam veteran who suffered a near life-threatening injury. When the store closes on February 7th, there will be other options for Gibbs, who has a car. But the farther distance to the next closest store and price point are concerns for many.
You can go to some place like Molly Stone, and it's really expensive.
This is the way all the stores look now in L.A., folks. They're empty. You can't find anything. And whatever the people haven't stolen yet is locked up. You got to get the cashier to come and let you get some toothpaste. The Safeway grocery store says it's closing because of theft and safety concern.
Safeway has announced it will close this location, citing theft and safety concerns for customers and employees.
I've seen people round the door with stuff and running across the parking lot. I've seen folks walk out in handcuffs for stealing something.
Gibbs is disappointed but acknowledges why it's closing.
A lot of stuff goes on here. Yeah, that doesn't go on in other Safeways, other stores.
The closure is a loss for Gibbs, but even more so for many of his neighbors who won't have as many options.
It is so interesting to me that black people, and not all, but most, are just bring on this type of destruction in whatever they touch. And it is not unusual now. It's not unusual to be loved by you. Whoa, 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 whoa. It's not unusual to walk into a store and everything gone. It's not unusual to walk into a store and as you're walking into the door, black people running out from stealing stuff. They're backpacks full of stuff or in their, you know, just walk in and pick it up. It's not unusual now. It's common now to a place that when you see it, a point at when you see it, it doesn't even, it's like, oh, okay. And you put blacks in your government, in your businesses, and they go to hell. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment.
To say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. When the blacks first start stealing, and they had passed a law in California that you could steal up to $1,000 or so. You would walk into the store and just be maybe one or two empty shares. Now the whole place is empty. Think about that. You would think that just because the government passed a bill that says you can't steal, that you just wouldn't do it anyway. But the blacks have permission to steal, and they call it DEI. Anyway, welcome back. 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. Brand new episode of The Fallen State today. TheFallenState.tv. I had an interesting discussion with Albert Guillory. And Albert is an ordained minister, Navy veteran, former criminal defense lawyer, and served in the Louisiana House of Representatives and the Louisiana Senate. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's wrong with the blacks today?
They complain and whine, and that's it. America is the best place on earth to live. The greatest amount of freedoms, the greatest amount of opportunity.
What is a man?
He who is made in the image of God, doing his will, reaping the fruits of the Spirit.
So will you ever marry again?
I am seriously looking for my fifth wife.
And will you make children too?
Absolutely. I'm only 80 years old.
Good old days. Don't laugh. Abraham was 100 and Sarah was 99. So that is today at 12 noon. Check it out. You're going to enjoy it. TheFallenState.tv. And support The Fallen State while you're there. TheFallenState.tv/donate or locals there. Locals. And at 9 a.m., from 9 to 11, the Hake Report. TheHakeReport.com. From 9 to 11, and then The Fallen State at 12 noon. And after that, American Anchor Baby. American Anchor Baby, right after the TheFallenState.tv. And then Sunday Morning Fellowship, you're all welcome. Come on down. If not, you can watch it online, live, by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. 11 a.m. Pacific time, 12 noon Eastern time. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. Okay. What a mess, huh? This is hell on earth, and human beings are evil. look at the misery they bring upon themselves and upon others. I want you to know your government is doing what it's doing to you for the profit. They're doing it for money and perceived power. And they know what to say to you and how to put on a fake smile to make you feel good about it. And because you have no self-control, you don't see what's going on. And what your government is doing to you, you're doing it to others. Human nature is evil. There is no love and no good in human beings. Zero good. It's worse than the words I can find to tell you. And you won't know it because you won't overcome it. You won't see it in yourself. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Joseph, a first-time caller out of Michigan. Joseph, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello. Today, Jesse, I had a question on my mind for a while because I've been listening to your show for the past 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And I agree with many things you say. Not everything, but a lot of things that you say. And I'm calling today to ask, what's the deal with the black victimization mindset in black Americans today? Because a lot of black young Americans, or just black Americans in general, have this mindset of like a victimhood mindset where they think you never get up in that victim mindset, walk them down and lead them to a path that's not good. And I'm just trying to understand.
Okay, your phone made some type of... Are you on a speakerphone or something?
Oh, sorry. Yes, I was connected to the car.
Oh, okay. The problem, the number one problem with black Americans, number one, is that they're very angry. They hate their mothers and grandmothers, and they're yearning for their fathers. That's the primary problem, number one problem. And then they go out into the world because they're blind due to their anger. They've been told by their little black leaders that it's not them, it's the white man, it's racism, it's DEI. And so they feel like victims because they're angry, and they feel like victims because they've been told that somebody else is the problem. And they won't look at themselves and take responsibility. They'll prefer to feel like a victim rather than take control of their own lives.
Yes, because I see that a lot.
Yeah,
I see that they'd like to blame instead of have accountability of their own life, you know?
Yeah.
They want to say, oh, I couldn't get this because the white man held me down from doing this. And I'm like, no, that's not the way to go about it, you know?
Yeah.
You go through life looking with that aspect, that view of life, you're not going to go far at all.
Nowhere. That's right. And even though the liberal whites and the blacks are giving these people some of the crumbs off the table, they're still not going to go anywhere in life. They're still lost. It's not going to change until the black individual take responsibility for him or herself. That's only when it's going to change, because they'll convince themselves that they are victims. They believe it. It's unfortunate, it's unfortunate for them, but they totally believe it. What a mess, huh?
What a mess, Jesse. What a mess.
What a mess. Well, there's nothing you can do about it either, so don't try to save them, because if you try to help them, if you try to save them from their hell, they're going to end up destroying you.
Mm-hmm. I see the hell in them.
Yeah.
I see it.
Yeah.
The anger is just a built-up anger that's there for no reason at all.
Yeah. They won't forgive mama. They blame everybody else, but they won't forgive mama so they can be free. Amazing. Thank you, Joseph. Amazing call.
Thanks, Jesse. You have a blessed day now.
You too, buddy. Amazing. One thing I noticed about human beings, they love it, feeling like a victim. They love it. You try to say, oh, no, you're not a victim. They were like, what the? Amazing. Let me go to Bobby out of Virginia. Bobby, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing? Happy
All is year. Well, Bobby.
Oh, good, good. Hey, this is kind of, I guess, pertaining to what you were talking about in the beginning. I guess it kind of still are. But I feel like God showed me something earlier this week that really helped me put things into perspective with a lot of the things you say about, you know, Jesus not being God and Jesus not coming back and really
well, I didn't say Jesus not coming back. He's already back.
Oh. Yeah. That I'm sorry. I misspoke. And yeah, sorry. I probably will misspeak again. But I guess what I saw, and I guess something that I didn't quite understand, that sometimes you had mentioned that, like, Satan had taken Jesus, but he wasn't supposed to, or he wasn't allowed to, or something like this, that I didn't
quite
understand.
He was, Satan took Jesus into hell, and he had no right to take Jesus into hell, because Jesus had not sinned. He had not done anything wrong. And so he took him in. But the whole idea was to allow Jesus to be taken into hell so that he can conquer death and he can wipe away all our sins.
Yeah, and
that way
I totally...
Satan don't own you anymore. You're free now. All of your sins have been wiped away.
And I know that now, too. And the thing that I guess what I saw earlier this week was it's the connection to the garden with Adam, and that it's kind of similar. And again, I don't have the best words, but, you know, God put Adam in the garden and said, you can have everything. All of this is yours except for this one fruit. You can have anything you want. And he took it and then fell. And it's kind of the same thing. If I guess I saw, like, Jesus' crucifixion kind of through the lens of, like, Job's discussion with, or Job's story where God and Satan are talking. And it was almost like God told Satan, like, you can have the entire world, you can have everything, but you can't have that one. And because he took him, he fell, and it's over. Does that make sense?
That Joseph fell?
No, that Satan did, because by Satan taking Jesus, it was basically like Jesus was kind of like the forbidden fruit for Satan. Like, he couldn't take him because that would mean his death.
And when Jesus was innocent, everybody else on earth was guilty of turning away from God. And right. So Satan owned human being in the Old Testament. But then God said, you know what, let me help those folks down there. And so he told his son, you know what, I'm going to send you down there. You are innocent, and because you're innocent, you can save the people. And I'm going to send you down there. I'm going to allow you to go into hell, and so you can conquer death and defeat the devil so the people can walk out free. And in the garden, God didn't want Adam to eat from the tree of evil, the knowledge of evil, because Adam only knew good. He did not know good and evil. He only knew good. He only knew God. And right. He knew that if Adam should eat from the tree of good and evil, that Adam would become aware of good and evil, and it would give Adam a God-like complex. He would think then that he could judge, he could make decisions. And so when he listened to Eve, who had already eaten from the tree of good and evil, and Eve thought she was God, and she could make decisions, and she thought she was free, and she seduced Adam to do it. He believed it, and all hell broke loose.
Yeah, no, I know that, too, and I just... Anyway, it struck me earlier. I hope, I don't know, maybe.
Have you
maybe,
dropped your anger?
Yeah.
You don't have any anger?
No.
So you never get angry?
No.
And how did you overcome it?
Well, I didn't. I guess I gave up. It's interesting because how I came to find you, it actually it
how did you overcome your anger?
How did I overcome my anger? Yeah. I know it's not me. I guess really by forgiving.
You forgave your mother?
I did.
Did you tell her?
I did tell her, yeah.
And what'd you say to her?
I just said that it's interesting because I did this before ever hearing you. And then when I heard you, I was like, oh my God, this guy knows what. But I told her that, you know, she had made a lot of mistakes and had really messed me up, but that I didn't hold it against her. And she was dying, and she died after. she did, but it really...
She did!
Yeah, I don't even know. That's something else, too, is I don't even know if she heard me. She was unconscious. I watched her shrink and die for, like, 2 weeks, of, you know, by her bed. And I knew in my heart I needed to forgive her again, even before hearing you.
Amazing. And
Well,
you stay with it, man. Work on it. Don't give up. Don't stop. You stay on this path, that straight and narrow, and it'll be amazing if you stay with it.
You know, I am having some issues maybe with my dad, though. I don't know.
Have you forgiven him?
I think I have, but...
forgiven your father?
I don't hate him, but I see how weak he is.
have you forgiven your father?
No, I guess not.
And why not?
I told him I wanted to come and talk to him. I guess I just haven't gotten to it yet. And
why haven't you forgiven your father?
I guess I just have to go to him. He's in the next state. I want to do it in person. I feel like I understand that he can't help himself. It's just my family's crazy. Nobody loves anybody. Everybody's using each other. And I know that sounds like I'm judging. I'm not mad about it. It's just, it is what it is. But right now it's just, he's asking everyone for money. It's kind of bringing something into the forefront. I thought I had dealt with it. And now
how old are you?
46.
And why haven't you, you said you've been listening for a while. Why haven't you gone and forgiven your father?
I guess what I thought I guess I can't even say, I don't want to lie. I haven't because, wow, that's weird. I guess I don't. I guess I'm scared.
Of what?
Maybe some hurting him or something. Or no, I don't know. I actually, it's weird. I'm in this place where I don't know if I even care. I don't know if I care.
And how will you ever know God or enter into the kingdom or be forgiven if you don't forgive your father?
Yeah. I won't. But, now it's like, I love this. Like, I start, I'm all confident. Yeah, I don't have any anger. I love God and want Father, blah, blah, blah.
And so you know that you're not going to enter into perfect peace if you don't forgive your father?
Yes.
And so you're okay with being in hell? Because anyone that doesn't have perfect peace have hell. They're unhappy. They're miserable. They're afraid. They're lonely. They're suicidal. They're revengeful. They're nasty. And so you're okay with living in your hell?
No, I mean, apparently, that's the thing, I guess, that I'm having to come to face with is that, yeah, I guess I love it, although I don't. It's this weird thing, like, I smoke a lot of pot, and I think somehow that, like, that's connected to forgiving my father. And maybe once I forgive him, then God will take that away from me, and just thinking all this stuff. So then I just tune out. I just, you know what, back to what's in front of me, forget all that, and just, you know, be present.
Because of time, I'm going to have to run, but you're not going to...
Sure.
You're not going to ever be free, Bobby, until you forgive your father and your mother. Because you're never going to know the Father. You're never going to know God until you forgive his son. And your father may or may not be a weak man, or maybe he's still a son of God. And when you don't love the son, you're not going to love the father.
Yeah, I understand.
So I got to run, but... Go and forgive your father, man. Stop shucking and jiving.
That's what I'm doing, man. Thank you so much. God bless you. Really, I thank God for you every day. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care now.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chats.
Good morning.
Good morning, Hank. The knowledge is poison.
Indeed.
According to the Hank Report. Yeah, right on his shirt.
Jay-Z over on punchy.tv/JLP.
Nice.
Says, if I'm not mistaken, B-word. He spells it all the way out in quotation marks.
Right.
But I'm too shy to say it right now. is a description of a female dog.
Bird.
I know. Not that
Boy,
B word. Not that B word.
Bird.
The other B word. Is a description of a female dog in heat, not just a female dog. So says Jay-Z, if he's not mistaken.
I think he may be right about that, too.
Maybe.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
MB bought a coffee. You talk about wanting to help others is done out of ego.
Yes.
But Jesus said... For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Needed clothes, and you clothed me. Sick, and you looked after me. In prison, you came to visit me. So he asks, how to understand when to help?
When I talk about help, I'm somewhat talking about, you know, I didn't give it to homeless people all this stuff now, and the homeless people... Are worse than ever before in the history of life, and or you can help your family members in a physical way, and maybe get worse. But I'm talking about you can't help. The primary thing I'm talking about is you cannot help anyone overcome their hell. You can't make them want to overcome. You can't help them overcome. They have to want it, just as you have to want it, and then help will come. I'm speaking about spiritual issues. But there's a raw way of helping people in a physical way as well. Thank you.
MB bought another coffee. I don't know if sex is a sin, but Galatians 5:19 says the sexually immoral will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. The question is, what is sexually immoral?
The reason that the sexually immoral won't enter into the kingdom of heaven because they have made the sexual stuff their god. They have false gods, so they're not going to look to God to save them. They're looking to immorality. Amazing. Let me take a break. I got to take a break. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411. 2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
Some serious mess going on in the world. The tax man getting his grubby little fingers in your crypto now. You got to report your crypto to the tax man, the IRS people in so-called America. I thought this was America. And an Arctic blast. So much for global warming. Coldest inauguration in 40 years. Maybe global warming means more extreme weather. That's what they're trying to say. But anyway, shout out. Donald J. Trump, his inauguration is going to be cold. This is about as cold as Reagan's second inauguration. And Israel, ceasefire deal, vote today in Israel. So shout out to Gaza and the Israelis. 88-year-old Pope Francis injured his arm falling. We wish him well. And rest in peace to director David Lynch, gone at the tender age of 78. He was a artsy type of a guy. This is the end of hour one of the J.I.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, the 17th of January, A.D. 2025. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. But first, fake news, not fake news. In the next few months, many so-called Americans and some real Americans will be focused on getting their tax documents together to complete their 2024 tax returns. Unconstitutional, by the way. Well, whatever. They changed it. Crypto investors should be aware that information on some of their digital transactions will be reported to the IRS this year for the first time. What a mess. And that Arctic blast I told you about, commie nonsense, says that Arctic blast is forecast to give President-elect Donald J. Trump his coldest inauguration in 40 years of temperature in D.C. at noon on Monday, expected to be in the low 20s. And they're not talking about Celsius, not centigrade. This is Fahrenheit. This is below zero Celsius, well below zero, as Trump stands in front of the Capitol to take his oath of office with his right hand, right, not his left. And it will likely be the coldest inauguration day since President Ronald Reagan. See, they didn't say former president because you're supposed to say president, not former president. President Ronald Reagan's second inauguration in 1985 when the noon temperature was 7 degrees Fahrenheit. Ooh. Anyway, meanwhile, temperature in swaths of the United States expected to drop this weekend. Could be almost 30 degrees below normal by Monday for millions. Same weather pattern will bring the Arctic chill across the lower 48 states. It is also partly responsible for making more Santa Ana wind events here in SoCal, Southern California, which sparked the past week's firestorm. And so they were saying it's possible that the fires could pick up or more fires could happen because of the winds. But anyway, I did notice that there was some condensation on the windows, so it's not so dry right now. The ceasefire deal. Israel's cabinet will hold a vote today on the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. U.S. officials expect it to take effect on Sunday. Israeli Prime Minister based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu. Eat your heart out, Bibi haters. Shout out. He said that a truce has been agreed upon with Hamas to release the hostages held in Gaza, though discussions with his cabinet still underway. The agreement would see a pause in fighting in the enclave and the phased release of Palestinian prisoners. G7 leaders released a statement, Global Homos, endorsing the ceasefire agreement. It has the potential to secure the release of all the remaining hostages, they say, and other humanitarian aid and stuff like that. Pave the way for civilians to return, rebuild, and blah, blah, blah. Said the so-called leaders of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the UK, and the so-called United States. Rest in peace, David Lynch. He made Elephant Man. I didn't know that. And other shows, other movies that I also didn't see. I'm James Hake. And Eraserhead. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Good morning. It is Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, are you a problem to yourself? Are you a problem to yourself? Is you a problem to yourself? Is you? You can listen to the show if you're running around this morning or in some parts of the world this night or this evening or early in the morning, and you can't sit and watch it, you can podcast, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
25-year-old Bonnie Blue from Derbyshire is making headlines around the world for filming herself having sex with teenagers and posting the footage online.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
The big 1,000 was completely done, and then it would literally just be like a rotating circle.
Have you no shame?
My first priority is to be a mom, to be a first lady, to be a wife.
Oh, no one like that. Will there be?
Instead, what do I have?
I want to apologize to everybody in here because I am pregnant.
When people acted with dignity in this public place.
The anchor baby put that together. Don't blame me. Blame it on the anchor baby. Blame it on the rain. Amazing. I want to go to Harold out of New York. Harold, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, sir. I was looking at the confirmation hearing yesterday for Mr. Bondi, I believe it is.
Uh-huh.
And the gentleman from California, the senator, I can't think of his name, asked her a question about birthright citizenship and the 13th and the 14th Amendment. Well, I'm not a great historian, but I recall the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment were put in the Constitution explicitly and specifically for slaves. Slaves and their babies had nothing to do with immigration, people waltzing in there having babies, claiming American citizenship. You don't hear anything from the Congressional Black Caucus about this. You don't hear anything from our sold-out leaders about this. Our citizenship is being sold out to these foreigners. It irritates me that I have to leave this country with a passport, with proper ID, and I can't get back in unless I have proper identification. And I'm a black man, and I'm ticked off that we're not up in arms. We're up in arms about supermarkets. I was listening to you earlier. We're demanding supermarkets be open that are losing money.
I know.
We're not demanding that these people that are waltzing in here are not made American citizens. And that's the democracy going down the drain, because who do you think they're going to vote for in 4 or 5 years or 10 years from now? They're not voting for black politicians because we don't have any.
Well, this is why yet another reason black Americans need to become individuals again and stop thinking as groups and stop voting on people based on color and really just take responsibility for their own life, Harold, because the black so-called leadership, well, we should not have anyway, but the black leadership don't care about black people. They never have. They never will. It ain't going to happen. And as long as black people look to somebody to be their leaders, they're going to have these problems.
Well, you're 100% right, because it looks like the more elected officials we have, the worse our predicament gets.
Yes.
And the bottom line is the only time people attach themselves to black is when it's convenient.
Yeah.
Most of the people, I'm a retired policeman, sir. And when I was working in New York City, most of the people that come in this country, when they get arrested and they came through Central Booking where I worked, I don't care how dark they were, they checked white, Caucasian on their paperwork.
Yeah.
Arabs, Indians, Egyptians, Africans, Hispanics, I don't care how dark they were, they checked white, Caucasian when they got arrested. And that should be a sign right there.
Yeah, yeah.
We are in trouble now because we got a bunch of sellout politicians who are the highest bidder. And right now, there's a lot of money in illegal immigration. The mayor of New York was going after my health care for $600 million for 250,000 retirees. He wanted to get rid of our health care. But in the next breath, he says, I'm going to spend $2.5 billion on 250,000 people who don't belong here.
It's all about the money, Harold. It's not about the people. It's about perceived power and money. It's all about human nature is evil. This is a perfect example of it. Amazing stuff. Thank you, Harold.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
You too, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Jerome is out of New Jersey. Jerome, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's going on, Jesse?
All is well.
How you doing? So I wanted to call about that call that you had yesterday, and she was mentioning how when you call woman the B word, it's not love. And she was definitely right that it's not love, but I want to know why you say that it is love to call that.
It is, as long as you don't have hatred. And I've never, as I said yesterday and I've said before, I never thought of bitch as a bad word, not like a curse word or anything like that, right? It was when women be acting out, angry or whatever they're doing, they would say, look at that woman, she's acting just like a bitch. Meaning an angry female dog.
Okay. And so, but that's the way that you grew up. But
right.
Even one time on your show, I've heard there was one time where you had called a woman an evil, nasty, fat, nappy-headed black bitch. And there's no love in that.
Why you say that?
Because that you said it with anger in your heart. And I could see it. Only like, what was the point of calling her that?
Why do you say it wasn't love?
I just said because you said it with anger on you.
I didn't say it with anger.
You did. I could see it when you said it. And I'm not sure if you remember the clip, but basically.
I don't remember it, so I can't defend the soundbite, but I do know that I didn't say it with anger. That's for sure.
Okay. Okay, so since you can't remember that, I'll bring up something else. If you remember a while ago, Donald Trump had went and he had spoken to the National Association of Black Journalists. There were like two black women on stage talking to him. And, you know, the one woman, when she first came on, it was just a few months ago, right before the election.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, the woman came and, you know, she had instantly, you know, went at him. And the way that Donald Trump, you know, handled that woman was so great. He didn't get angry. He didn't call out her name. He didn't raise her voice. He verbally disarmed her, just as a man should. And you covered the topic on your show, and Donald Trump handled it so well, but when you spoke about it, you called her a bitch. And I'm like, well, that, I mean, you have Donald Trump that handled it so perfectly, and then when I listen to JLP, he shows you exactly how a man should have handled this situation.
So you said Donald Trump handled it right, situation right?
Perfectly.
Right. But I wasn't in the situation. Donald Trump was.
But exactly. That's my point.
What's your point?
That why did you have to call her a bitch?
Because
that
wasn't
necessary.
She was acting like a bitch. She was nasty. And you could see that she hated Donald Trump. And she didn't try to interview him the way a real interviewer. And I understand she was black, so it was a DEI woman. But she didn't interview him the way a real reporter would interview you. And so I was in the situation. Donald Trump was. And so,
why do you keep on going back to this DEI point? Like, I get it. I'm not with DEI either.
And so why not? Why you're not with it?
Because it should be the whatever role, position, a governmental office, CEO, it should be the best person for the job, not because of who you are, your color, or your gender.
The most qualified one. That's why I keep going back to it, because in my country, we have spent so much money on an unnecessary program, DEI, that's only hurt the country and not helped the country at all. Because they're hiring these black people based on their color, everything is falling apart. Service is no good anymore. Nothing works because you got unqualified people in those positions.
But that relates to the topic or the clip that you showed earlier of the firefighters, and it took them three times as long to come out.
Right.
And they didn't even mention anything about DEI or who was in that position, but you brought up DEI and it had nothing to do with the clip.
It has, especially in California, it has everything to do with, not everything, but it's because of DEI. All the money is going to giving these people, and I've interviewed some of these so-called DEI trainers. It's given this money to these people rather than putting the money where it should go. As that woman said in the soundbite, she paid taxes. She expect the fire people to show up and take care of the issue rather than taking the money and doing something else with it.
But what does that have to do with DEI, though?
Because they are giving it to the blacks who are not qualified, instead of putting it into the fire department, police department, prisons department, and things like that. Building the roads, even the roads in California are screwed up now.
Well, what does that still have to do with DEI?
Gerald, I got to run. Thank you for your call, buddy. I just explained it, and you keep asking me the same thing. 888-7753. Let me go to James out of New York. James, welcome to the
show. Hey, Jesse, how you been, buddy?
On the air. All is well. Welcome to the show.
I just want to talk to you about how, like, I've been dealing with overcoming my anger.
Are you on a speaker or something?
No, but I can speak directly.
Okay.
Is this better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. So one thing I've noticed is, like, I'm not going to say I never get angry because I know I'd be lying. But one thing that I can do now is I can see the anger coming. So I'm able to, like, stop myself instead of, like, act on it and then be in, like, the circumstance of dealing with whatever I was angry about. So, like, an example I had was my son. He was in school. And he, you know, under his breath, because his teacher took his phone from him, he said, "Oh, I'm going to punch you in the face or something." And then when I found out about this, because I've told him, you got to behave in school, you got to do well in school. Like, my initial response was like to get mad, like, how could you do this? But instead of doing that, I took a step back and I was like, you know what? I never told you not to, you know, threaten your teachers before, but now you know never to threaten your teachers again. And we worked on it like that, and it wasn't as big as a problem as it could have been. And
perfect, man.
I felt like I had a victory against anger instead of, you know, like if some people ever feel like they get into it and then they got to deal with the aftermath of it. And like, I felt like free and at peace in a situation where I know if this happened a while ago, before I started listening to you, especially, I would have freaked out about this. And I definitely wouldn't have made the situation better. You know, he would have went to school probably angry himself because you know, he got in trouble at home and repeated, you know, whatever problems. So like, it's a victory, you know, not getting angry. I feel good when I don't get angry, when I'm able to stop it. Like, I really don't ever want to say, like, I've lost all my anger, but I see it now. Like, I see it coming, and then I just close the door on it.
Perfect.
More than I ever have.
Amazing. Well, you just keep catching it like that. Eventually, the spirit of anger will be taken away from you.
Yes. Thank you, Jesse, so much. I just wanted to touch on it because I've heard a lot of people, you know, say where they started listening to you. I actually started listening to you from, I was watching Your Mom's House with Tom Segura and Christina P. And I remember I used to watch that show thinking like I was so much better than all those people. Oh, I don't do that. Oh, I'm not crazy like these guys. And it was a way of me like, oh, giving an excuse of myself to, like, give a little bit of rope for my own evil, but as long as it's not as bad as them, you know?
Yep.
And when you talk to them and you explain, like, this guy is, you're not better than this guy. You can't judge this guy. This isn't this guy. This is something that's, you know, not him that he's acting on. Like, I used to love that show, but I don't feel a need to, like, watch it. Like, I enjoy them as comedians, but that show, I don't watch it anymore. And I don't know, is that like a good thing that I'm not like interested or getting a thrill out of seeing like the, you know, the craziness in people as much as I used to? Or I hope like that's not me pretending to be God or thinking I'm better, and I just don't feel the need to watch it.
It's neither good nor evil, right nor wrong. You're overcoming the world, and because you're starting to see what's going on, you're not interested in evil in that way anymore. So you're not going to be attracted to that, the stuff that used to give you thrills and that was attraction to your ego. That is going to change automatically.
Yeah.
You'll get to the point where TV would become so boring, you wouldn't even turn on your TV.
Yeah. 100%. But thank you again, Jesse.
Yeah,
I just want to, you know, reach out to you and thank you. You know, you definitely helped me overcome, like, so much stuff. And I appreciate all you guys at the studio.
Right on. Well, you stay with it. And continue to watch and catch it. And everything, deal with your whole mindset like that. You will have a clear mind. Stay with it.
All right. Thanks, Jesse. Bye, guys.
I wish you well, man. Thank you.
Wish you well.
All right. Amazing. You got to catch it. You got to catch it. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Danny says, all right, Jesse and the lads. Jesse, James, what do you think is better? Living in a country that has no temptations, or living in a country that is full of temptation? I prefer the full of temptation, so it gives you a chance to overcome them, he says.
There is no country that don't have temptation.
I think I prefer the country with less temptation.
I prefer a country with no temptation.
Dang.
Believe me, you don't want temptation. Temptation is your enemy. Amazing. Thank you.
The Bible, nice. The Bible says flee from temptation.
Yeah. Dang. You don't want any temptation. So if you can find a country with no temptation, I would suggest you move to that one. I mean, but all countries have temptations. But amazing. Thank you, though.
Jamil Badakhafi, knowing that God only gives what's good and perfect, does it make sense to believe that he gave the Jews Israel with all that mess? Asks Jamil. You know, the one that was founded right around the time you were born?
I remember, too, hearing about the new Israel thing.
Yeah.
And that, Israel would be in, what did they say? It was Israel, a brand new Israel, high up there. But I was so young, I was too young, I wasn't paying attention to it, but I definitely remember hearing about that. Amazing. And so he's saying that was good that God gave Israel?
Well, he said, knowing that God only gives what's good and perfect, does it make sense to believe that he gave the Jews Israel with all that mess?
I don't understand the question.
Yeah, I don't think that it would make sense because it wasn't perfect.
Yeah, I don't understand the question. Make it clear for me. I'm black and slow.
Thank you, Jamil.
It may be a good question. Thank you.
Or call in.
Yeah, you can call in. 888-7753-773.
Though the lines are full right now, but try back every so often.
Yeah.
Soul Conscious, Five Coffees. Jesse, biblical question.
Are you a problem to yourself?
No. Problem is another identity. There is no such thing.
Amazing. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Joel Friday's Mexican cousin. or Mixin' cousin? Mixin' cousin? One diamond. A supermarket closing ain't that serious.
I know. If it's that serious, tell your people to stop stealing. How does supermarket function if by law they can walk up in there and steal what they want, and then the people say, well, if you complain about it, you are racist. What? Amazing. Thank you.
Ray Ray bought a coffee. DEI stands for demonic, evil individuals. Fire emoji. Shaking my head. 2025 looking more like hell with these fires everywhere. Wishing you all well. Praying for your safety. Happy Friday, y'all. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate it.
Angband Art. Working security, I once halted a man at a door with a bag of crab legs. I recognized him stealing before and grabbed the bag to which he held fast. Being black, he was more athletic, and he tore them from my grip, strong as though I be, says Angband Art.
That's amazing. That's like, just imagine that, Art, that you have to stop a thief, and he's going to fight you because he know he can get away with it. Just think about that. What the? Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Tutti Frutti bought a coffee. Morning, Jesse. DEI.
Tutti Frutti. Oh, bam, 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 bam.
It's a good song, actually.
Oh, you remember the song?
Of course. I know that Elvis covered it, right? Anyway, many of his songs were covers.
Oh, DEI, what did that mean, covers?
Meaning it was written by somebody else, but he also did a rendition of it?
I think it was originally, I believe, not sure, but I believe it originally done by Little Richard.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I may be wrong that whether Elvis even covered it. I don't even know. 1955 song by Little Richard. You did it. You called it.
See, yeah. I may be black and slow, but I ain't that slow or that black. Okay.
Yeah, Elvis.
Thank
did,
you.
Elvis did cover it per Wikipedia, I think. Anyway, Tutti Frutti bought our coffee. Morning, Jesse. DEI really means didn't earn it.
Yep. Nice. Amazing.
John bought five coffees. Coffee for the squad. That's nice. Thank you.
Thank you. Amazing.
Cesar, two coffees. Morning, fellas. Any update on when the If She's Crying, She's Lying tea becoming available?
We're working on it, so be patient. It's coming soon.
It's getting warmer and warmer.
Is. Yeah.
We did get a sample just come in this week, and we're fine-tuning.
Yes.
Or the guys, one of the guys are.
Yeah.
See, Bill bought a coffee, Jesse and Hake. We men created to worship God? Because it seems like women think they're gods.
Amazing. Thank you.
Interesting.
Oh, God. And oh, God.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, a couple more just came in. Tony says, men in high places who stand at staircases, how many have traveled down? Soften your hearts. We need your love, God's love, from country to town. Hope all is well.
Thank you.
Cesar, one Monday, some guy was telling me to get baptized, but I told him it's not necessary because it's all spiritual now. Yeah. And he wanted to pray for me, and I let him. That was beta of me. Laughing faces.
Burn!
Now it's all for now. Thank you, guys.
Burn!
Oh, no, there's a couple more that came in. My back. Jesus on Cash App. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Israel.
Israel.
Cream of the Planet says, I thank God for you. I forgave my mom, and I feel heart with an arrow through it.
Nice. Right on.
Cool.
You got to forgive. Otherwise, you ain't going nowhere. You're going to stay in hell. Right on. Stay with it.
And now that's all for now. Thank you, guys.
Amazing. Let me go to first time caller, Brenda, out of Maine. Brenda, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, my man.
Hey, Brenda.
Jesse, I can't believe I got through. It's amazing.
Amazing.
Jesse, I just want to tell you a little bit about myself before I tell you what's bothering me. I'm 66. I split wood. I don't look 66. I've done a lot of good things, a lot of bad things. I understand everything that you're saying. I really do. I get it. But I'm struggling that I think what happens at my age or people's age, I can't speak for other people, is that I've always wanted to be, can I make that better in me? I'll do it. I'll go to college. I've gone to college 3 times. I was a nurse for veterans with dementia. And I voted for Trump 3 times. I love Jesus. I'm still evil. I got a lot of anger, But my question is that it's hard because now I'm like, whatever. You know, it's kind of like, well, I'm 66, whatever. So you like that, huh? I don't. It hurts. I'm sad. I don't know. I'm like, okay, so just get fatter. And I never ever used to be like that. But now I have all this knowledge and spirituality. Now it's like, whatever. So go ahead. Save me.
And your question for me is what?
Well, I don't have that. Oh, okay. So that's how you do it. That's how you can change. I'm gonna do that. I kind of feel like I've beard my cross and I don't have to do anything anymore, but I'm really sad and angry, so I want to change that. You understand what I'm saying? I think it happens when you're...
You want to overcome your misery?
Yeah, but I don't have the oomph like I used to, because I kind of feel like, well, I'm 66, so now I don't have to change. But
you don't have to change from what to what?
Well, I'm just sad and angry, and I understand all the things you're saying, and I listen, and I do the prayer once in a while.
Heard me say that you need to go and forgive your mother and father?
I did, and I do sometimes. Yeah, it's like 50-50. Yeah, I've forgiven this day, but then the next. I'm like, my foot's half in and half out.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Sometimes, 75% of the time.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
No, I haven't. No.
And so, how will you be forgiven and be free if you don't forgive?
So, how I forgive her is I realize what she went through. She didn't mean to go through that either. And what she put me through, she didn't mean to do that either, because she went through it and her mother went through it, right? Is that what you're saying?
I'm asking, how will you overcome your anger and your sadness if you don't forgive? How will God forgive you if you don't forgive?
So that's why I'm angry and sad, because I don't forgive people. I don't forgive myself.
I'm asking, how will you be forgiven if you don't go and forgive?
I won't. I won't be forgiven.
So why have you gone and forgiven so you could be forgiven?
I don't know why I'm holding on to this anger. I'm so...
Hold on a minute. Hold on. Let me take a quick break. Don't hang up.
Okay, okay.
All right, hold on. Quick break. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this.
Have you considered adding gold to your investment profile? You might not be aware of this, but Goldman and Sachs have, and other major investment firms are predicting positive gold value prediction. So get ready. If you haven't done it, I recommend that you do it. And we have a special promo on this Jesse Lee Peterson show for the listeners of my show. Goldcoin, I have a special promo. Qualified accounts receive a 10% instant match in silver bonus. In bonus silver, us instant 10% match in bonus silver. So I recommend you learn more about it by going to jessielovesgold.com. That's jessielovesgold.com or 855-644-GOLD. 855-644-GOLD. Tell them Jesse sent you. Amazing. We have you might not be aware of Punchin' TV. We have a brand new episode coming up Monday. PUNCHIE, Punchin' TV. Watch this.
A new promo? I don't have it.
Oh, we don't have it? I thought, did we do a new show?
We filmed something, but I don't have a new promo.
Oh, you don't? Okay. We don't have it. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. Pacific time today. 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. And then at 12 noon, brand new episode of The Fallen State. We have that. The Fallen State. Albert Guillory. And Albert, as I said before, is an ordained minister, Navy veteran, former criminal defense lawyer, and served in the Louisiana House of Representatives and Louisiana Senate. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's wrong with the blacks today?
They complain and whine, and that's it. America is the best place on earth to live. The greatest amount of freedom is the greatest amount of opportunity.
What is a man?
He who is made in the image of God, doing his will, reaping the fruits of the Spirit.
So will you ever marry again?
I am seriously looking for my fifth wife.
And will you make children too?
Absolutely. I'm only 80 years old.
You're going to enjoy it. You're going to like it. You're going to learn. He's from the old school. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. He will tell you about the good old days. At 12 noon today, support the Fallen State while you're there, or go there to support them. I mean, the Fallen State. TheFallenState.tv/donate or locals.com. And then right after, TheFallenState.tv, the American anchor, baby. Energy just everywhere. I don't know if God has any more energy left up there for the next generation. Now, what did the next generation call Beta? Beta! no more energy. He gave it all to the Anchor Baby, the American Anchor Baby. So check all that out. Sunday morning meeting at 11 a.m. Doors open at 10:30. RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11 a.m. Pacific time and 2 p.m. Eastern time. You got to work on your own life if you want to be free. You are responsible for you. I want to go back to Brenda, first-time caller. So, Brenda, how will you be free of your anger if you don't go and forgive your mother? Brenda?
I'm here. I'm just thinking, Jesse. I've worked so hard to stick up for myself and set boundaries and defend myself with this anger that if I let go of it, I'm afraid I'm going to get used. I'm afraid if I forgive and stop being nice, I'm going to get used again. And I've worked so hard at.
But if you notice, everything you have done to try to make your life better has not worked, and it will not work. Have you noticed that?
Well, some ways it's really, really good because I've worked it spiritually, you know? I mean, I've really, some things have been, but relationships, no. I mean,
your relationship life has not worked and your spiritual life has not worked because you have not worked on your spiritual life. You have not forgiven.
Yeah, and it's really painful because it's like now that Trump's finally in, it's like, great, no more women's movement. Men are going to be men again. The truth is back. Look at this movement. It's the golden age. It's going to be so. It's going to be rough, but it's going to be so beautiful. And I've waited for like 30 years for this to happen. And my grandsons are going to grow up to be men now again. They have a chance. And
but even with the great white hope being. Even with the great white hope being in office, you're still going to be miserable because you have anger.
I know. I remember at 3 o'clock in the morning when I was watching Trump got in. It was such a spiritual thing, and I was crying, and I couldn't believe it. My daughter called me. She goes, "Mommy, he got in." I go, "I know." And for like 2 weeks, I was higher than a kite, and then I kept saying, "You're still going to be angry."
Yeah. And so how will you be free if you don't go and forgive your mother?
I don't know how. I can't say I don't know how. It was just, Jesus, this anger just protects me so much.
And who is the anger protecting?
Me.
And who are you?
I can't say I don't know. After listening to you, I don't know who I am. I have no friggin' idea who I am.
So then how do you know the anger protecting you if you don't know who you are? Why do you say it's protecting you?
That's a good one.
No, that was a question.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Say it again because I...
Why did you say the anger is protecting you when you don't know who you are?
I just want to say again, it's protecting my boundaries. That's just what I don't know. That's just what's coming out.
And how is anger protecting your boundaries when you're so miserable, unhappy? How is an unhappy spirit protecting your boundaries? And you're unhappy. It's not making you happy. It's not giving you peace. How are you being protected by anger?
Well, in one way, it protects me like when I get scammed as I go, excuse me, or who do you think you're talking? You know, like my favorite thing is, who do you think you're talking to? Or, you know, like I've had my friends say, well, you have really good boundaries and,
but you have no boundary. Your friends lied to you. You have no boundary. You're not protected by anger. That's an illusion.
I'm not protected by anger. That's so interesting. So it's not really protecting.
It's keeping you in hell.
Yeah, it's not protecting me because I push everybody away from me.
Yes.
I push everybody away.
Yeah.
Which is so weird because it's like, wow, I have.
So how will you become free if you don't go and forgive your mother?
Well, I guess from what you say, I won't. But I guess I still have to process it or give it up. I got to let go. But I got to. What you resist persists, you know? And it's like, that's my favorite thing. What you resist persists. And if I keep.
What were you saying? What you what?
What you resist persists.
What does that mean?
What you resist, it's. But it's not. What you persist, persists.
Oh, I see. Like, I got you. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Like Mother Teresa said, I'd never go to a war rally. I'd go to a peace rally.
Why don't you go and forgive your mother if you want to be free?
I guess I don't know how to do it. That's weird.
How about Mama? I'm sorry for being angry at you. I'm sorry for hating you. I realize you couldn't help yourself. I become like you, and I can't help myself.
I am. I ended up just like her, and it makes me want to throw up.
Uh-huh. You become like what you hate. Every man and every woman is just like their mama. They became what they hate. Every human being, not just one, but at all.
Wow.
So your mother's still living?
No, I'm 66, and she died about 10 years ago.
Oh, I see. She was here. So why don't you realize, just as you can't help yourself, you're being controlled by anger. She had the same spirit, and she got it from her mother. Why don't you realize that and let it go? Forgive her.
Fear. I'm afraid to let it go.
Let go? You're afraid to let hell go?
I know. That makes sense, doesn't it?
That was a question. Are you afraid to let hell go?
Well, it seems that way, doesn't it?
Are you afraid to let hell go?
Yeah, I guess so.
So you love your hell?
No, I don't. I wouldn't be calling.
If you didn't love it, you'd let it go.
Jesse, I'm 66. I've never done that.
Age has nothing to do with it.
Okay, so that's
in God's eyes, you're not 66. His time is not your time.
That was my question. That's why I called. That's what I meant was I'm 66. Can I change? Can I?
Yes. You're fortunate that you're still alive. You could change right now if you wanted to. You can change right now.
But you got to admit, okay, you live in California, right? And I live in Maine. You're pretty warm right now. It's pretty cold here.
What does that have to do with your hell?
Because if I said, Jesse, come here right now and take care of yourself, because I live off-grid. You know what living off-grid is?
Living off the grid, yes.
Yeah, I love it. I choose it. I have a really gorgeous life. I chose this. But that's like saying, Jesse, come here. Do it right now. It takes some adjustment for you to do it, right? That's what
but,
I do.
But
that's
it doesn't take but a minute for you to let your anger go.
Jesus, Jesse, I don't know. If a freight train's going 300 miles an hour and you go, stop. How do you get a freight train to stop 300 miles an hour?
You're not a freight train. You can overcome your anger right now if you're willing to forgive. It doesn't take but a willingness. Admitting that you're wrong for holding on, for being angry, identifying with evil, because that's what angry people are doing. They're worshiping evil. And if you can admit that you're evil, you can be made free right now.
I have been. The last couple of weeks watching you, I say to this guy I'm seeing, and I say, I'm evil. Women are evil. Women are evil.
So here's what I recommend. You want to let it go?
Okay.
Stop identifying with it. Forgive your mother, though she's dead. Realize that she had the same spirit that you have. It came from her. And that spirit has been controlling you all of your life, deceiving you, making you think you had boundaries and all that. Your mother was deceived in the same way. Forgive her so that God can forgive you and set you free. You can have an amazing life. As a matter of fact, if you let that anger go, you'll become younger instead of older.
I absolutely agree with that, because when I go to church, I go to the small town church where there's couples that have been married forever because it's a small town, and they're really nice Christian women. And I go in there, and they're like 10 times older than me, and they look like angels. They're so beautiful because they don't have anger. You know what I mean?
Have you forgiven your father?
Oh, yeah, of course, because girls love their daddies. The daddy didn't do anything wrong. So, yeah, it was like, it's really mean. It's like,
yeah.
It's like he was the one that did the most damage, but, oh, no, it was my mother. It wasn't him. So
yeah.
I don't think of him that much.
Yeah, well, the hell come through the woman, for sure. But let me say, because of time, Brenda, if you want to be free, you got to realize that your mother was wrong, but she couldn't help it. The same spirit that's driving you was driving her. And forgive her, and you don't have to set boundaries or anything, because you'll be protected and guided by the spirit of God, the spirit of truth. You'll be fine. But if you love your hell, you love your misery, then you just stay with it. Stay with your hell. Stay with your anger.
No, I won't do that.
Well, forgive. So are you doing the silent prayer?
A little, but not as, like, I do it every night, every morning and every night,
So, Brenda, you're not going to be free until you stop loving your misery. Stop loving the thrill of feeling good and feeling bad. And you'll be free, but you got to forgive. You're not going to be free until that happens.
Okay, I think maybe he got through. I think he got through to me. I feel a little different right now. Can I call you back in a couple weeks?
Anytime you want, you can call me. And last thing, I want you to know, you've been listening to the devil all of your life. You've been worshiping evil by listening to thoughts and feelings.
That's amazing, because it's like I love Jesus. Oh, I love God. But no, I haven't been worshiping God. I've been worshiping the devil.
100%.
That amazes me. That amazes me.
Anyone that listens to thoughts are worshiping evil, and they love it.
Yeah, I get that. It grosses me out, but I do that. I like, I'm right. Yeah. Wow.
So,
okay.
Do the silent prayer. Realize that your mother can help herself, and admit that you were angry at her, and God will forgive you when you can admit you're wrong. And everything will change. It has nothing to do with your age at all.
Okay.
God is not into the age thing. Human beings are, but not God.
Another
false identity.
Yeah, so Jesse, even though I'm evil, do you still like me?
I love you, Brenda.
Oh, Jesse, you're so sweet. Jesse, I'm really good looking. I'm 66 years old, and I split my own wood, and I'm incredible. Well,
incredible. That's what you are to me. Incredible. Oh,
Jesse, listen, I'll call you in a couple of weeks, but listen, maybe this summer you can come up and have some lobster on the coast of Maine.
Let me know.
I will. I live right on the ocean. I got a beautiful place, but I'm miserable.
Drop that anger, forgive, so you can be happy on the ocean.
Oh, that sounds so weird. That sounds so different. Wow. Wow. All right, Jesse, the great white hope. going to be a rough year, you know. It's going to be a rough year, Jesse.
It won't be rough for you if you don't have anger. It'll be nice and easy for you.
That's true. You're right. You're right.
All right. I got to run, but call me again, all right?
I will, Jesse. I love you. Don't forget me. Bye.
I will not forget you. Thank you, Brenda.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to the rain in Spain and talk to Mary. Mary, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Mary.
Hi, I'm calling because I need advice from you, Jesse.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm calling because I'm in a situation, right, where I'm going to be engaged. And but before telling you this story, I would like to tell you what happened between me and my family, me and my mother, a few years ago. When I was 23 years ago, I wanted to get married to this man, and then my mother disagreed, right? And she made all of my family turn against me. She would faint. She would tell me that I'm going to kill my father if I marry this other man, right? And none of my family ended up talking to me. So I believe I still have that trauma, you know, because right now I'm telling her that I'm going to be engaged, and I cannot say anything. I start crying immediately, you know, and she's telling me, why are you crying? And I don't understand why I should be happy right now, right? But instead, when I tell her about him or anything, I start to cry. Should I continue this engagement? Should I just stop it? I don't know what to do.
How old are you?
I'm 27. Just in few days, I'm going to be 28.
And how old are you today?
27.
And why do you listen to your mother, care about her at all? Why are you involved her in your life?
Because I would like to have a good relationship between my family and my husband, you know?
Why?
Because it's, you know, we would come to have dinner every month or so, and it would be nice for my mother to like him and my fiancé to like my mother or father, you know?
God said that when you get married, go away from your family. Don't stay around them.
Yes, and
the reason for that is because your mother's not going to let you be happy in marriage.
I've been crying in my sleep, Jesse, for the last few days, and I should be happy.
Well, when you cry, you're lying.
Maybe I'm the exception, right?
Listen.
Yes.
Stop loving your misery and get away from your mother. You don't need your mother. Just don't resent her. Don't go for dinner. Don't call her. Don't tell her your business. Stay away from her. Let her suffer her own hell. You don't need her. And she has no love.
She's going to turn my sisters away from
fine.
Me.
Fine. They don't love you either. Hold on, Mary. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. 888-77-JESSE. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. Thanks to God. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, They overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. L.A. fires, 170,000 still ordered evacuated, still can't go home, or supposedly can't, shouldn't stay home. 12,000 structures destroyed, pretty crazy, mind-boggling number. And they're doing a fire aid benefit concert with all these stars, blah, blah, blah. Bunch of lame-o feel-good nonsense. And Trump Hollywood ambassadors, Sylvester Stallone, Mel Gibson, and John Voight, the Holy Trinity. Anyway, and Starship broke up on re-entry, I guess, from space, which is real, people. And there was a TikTok. The TikTok ban is, I guess, going to be decided, something like that, by the Supreme Court today, something like that. Anyway, this is the end of hour two of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is Express Yourself Friday, January 17th, 2025 AD. Hang tight, callers. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls. But first, take news, not fake news. Common Nonsense Network, CNN, reports on these crazy fires. Tens of thousands of residents in L.A. County forced to evacuate. The wildfires raging in the area a week and a half ago or something like that, will have to wait at least another week before they can return to their homes to survey the damage. Plus, there's like carcinogens in the air and in the ash, and those can last up to like 2 years or something like that. It's crazy. It's kind of like 9/11, except over a widespread area and maybe slightly less intense, not sure. Going to retrieve their necessities and assess what can be salvaged of their remaining property. More than 12,000 structures destroyed in the Eaton and Palisades fires. And securing evacuation zones goes beyond ensuring the blazes are out. Toxic ash, hazardous waste, charred debris left in the wake of the infernos must be cleaned up, plus repairs to infrastructure, communist buzzword, such as water and electricity. What a mess. So said officials. As of today, 170,000 people still under evacuation notices in L.A. County. But popular artists are uniting for Fire Aid, all one word, benefit concert. The Fire Aid benefit concert to raise an event to raise funds for L.A. wildfire victims. Victims. People love feeling like victims, JLP said in the first hour. Will take place January 30th. That's in a couple of weeks, I guess, or less. So far, the performer lineup includes Lady Gaga, Stevie Nicks, liberal, Billie Eilish, RHCP, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and more. Psh. What a mess. SpaceX and the real stars. SpaceX said Thursday their Starship spacecraft meant to lap Earth, go around Earth once, and splash down in the Indian Ocean. It exploded not long after its seventh test flight took off from South Texas. Disintegration delayed some commercial flights in Florida, as many on social media shared videos of purported debris from the vehicle. I guess it wasn't re-entry. It was trying to get out. It broke up when it hit the firmament. Raining over the Caribbean, or Caribbean if you prefer, but I call it Caribbean, and I think that's correct. Landing at the... Anyway, despite the mishap, the SpaceX did successfully guide the Super Heavy booster back to landing at the launch site. Nice. Making a pinpoint midair touchdown between two extended arms or chopsticks. That's cool. Elon Musk-owned company, likely to have to wait a bit before its next test flight. The FAA typically investigates when launches do not go as planned. In just hours, the so-called Supreme Court's expected to release their latest opinions, including one that may determine the fate of one of America's favorite apps, TikTok. Without intervention from the nation's highest court, a ban on the TikTok in the United States could go into effect on Sunday. Interesting, huh? So we'll see what happens, because China's ByteDance owns part of it. I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. Are you a problem to yourself? Are you a problem to yourself? Amazing. If you're running around and you just can't sit and watch the show podcast, but you can listen to it anyway, you don't have to miss a show. By calling the listen line on your phone, your iPhone or iPad, at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Friday. And Friday is a special self day. And by the way, we had an amazing women's forum last night, the first one for this year. And I knew it was going to come out and blasting. And it did. It was amazing. The ladies are on fire. Really. They're working on themselves. They're not giving up. And they don't give a darn if you do come home, Paul. They're not going to accept it. So stay with it, ladies. Stay with it. Stay with it. Don't let the devil deceive you and give you things in your head to make you think, oh, it's not going to work. It will work. Stay with it. And the ladies knows it. So it was amazing meeting last night. It was fun. And interesting and insightful. I mean, so anyway, it's Friday. Get it off your chest today. Whatever's on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien. Ah!
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
25-year-old Bonnie Blue from Derbyshire is making headlines around the world for filming herself having sex with teenagers and posting the footage online.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
The big 1,000 was completely done, and then it would literally just be like a rotating circle.
Have you no shame?
My first priority is to be a mom, to be a first lady, to be a wife.
Oh, no, no one like that. Will there be?
Instead, what do I have?
I want to apologize to everybody in here because I am pregnant.
When people acted with dignity in this public place.
Amazing. The Anchor Baby, American Anchor Baby, put that in. It's amazing if you pay attention to it. It's so amazing to me. Pay attention. Amazing. I want to go back to Mary out of Spain. Mary says she's engaged, and she want her fiancé to like her mother to like him, but her mother is not liking anyone she's trying to control. Mary.
Yes, Jesse, and I wanted to add that my fiancé, right, he has a condition, medical condition, and as soon as I said it to my mother, because we are going to meet.
Speak up for a minute, for me.
Can you hear me?
No, I can't. Yes.
Okay. Yes, I said that my fiancé has a medical condition, right?
Yeah.
And since they are going to meet, my family and him, I wanted to tell them before instead of seeing them for the first time, right? So as soon as I said it to her, her face changed. And I know she's going to sit down with him and make him uncomfortable, you know, with looks and all of that. And I don't know, Jesse, what should I do? Should I continue with this engagement? Should I stop?
Mary.
I keep crying every night. I don't know what to do. I don't want to put him in a spot, you know, and make him feel more miserable, you know, because he's already, he already knows what he has, you know. It's like a punishment, you know, from God that he has this condition, and I don't want to make it worse for him. So I don't know what to do.
Well, it's not a punishment from God. God does not punish. Do you live with your mother?
Yes.
You live with your mother?
Yes.
Mary, why do you keep involving your mother in your life?
Because that's our culture, Jesse.
What?
That's our culture here.
And that ain't no culture. That all women are like that. All mothers are like that. And it's evil. Why do you, Mary, keep involving your mother in your life, knowing that your mother is evil?
Because I need her approval, you know, to
Mary,
have peace.
Why do you need your mother approval about anything? You're a grown person. Why do you need your mother approval about anything?
Because she could make my life a hell.
She's already made your life a hell.
I don't want to go against her because I know she's going to turn people away from me, you know?
But shouldn't you be happy that she's turning away from you, an evil mother turning away from you, and she's turning other evil people away from you? You should be glad to see that and not unhappy about it. If your sisters and others turn away from you because of your mother, you should be happy because they're evil too.
Jesse, when this thing happened a few years ago, I wanted to kill myself, you know, because of the everyone was punishing me, you know.
Mary, so, why are you calling me for advice when you're not going to take it?
Okay, so what you're saying is,
Mary,
yes.
Why are you calling me for advice and you're not going to take it?
I want to take it. Yes.
Why are you calling me for advice and you're not going to take it?
I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it. I need.
Why are you calling me for advice and you're not going to take it?
Because I love my misery.
Right. If you didn't love your misery, you would give your mother the finger and get out of that house and stay away from her. Just don't be angry at her, but be done with her. You don't need her. Your mother is evil. And again, if your whole family turn against you, you should be happy to see that because they don't love you anyway. And if you are getting married, you will have your own family. You will have your, hopefully have some babies. You will have your own family. You don't need them.
Yes, you are right.
You need to stop playing victim.
I was playing victim, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes, my mother, no. My mother, I had to tell my mother all my business. And then when I tell her, she's going to turn on me. And then if I don't tell her, she's going to tell the family. And the family going to turn on me. Why are you playing a victim?
And I've done this all by myself, you know, because she can smell the weakness, because she can see that I'm afraid of her, you know?
Yeah, of course. You give your evil mother life by being afraid of her. She loves making you miserable because she got a false sense of life off from you being miserable.
Yes, and whenever I speak to her, Jesse, words don't come out from my mouth, you know? They stay in my throat. Yeah.
So do you need your mother to have, in order to have peace? You need her approval?
No, I was just thinking her blessing, you know?
She ain't got no blessing. She's got curses.
Okay, so should I just continue my life then and...
Mary.
Okay. Yes.
Stop being a victim. Stop pretending to be a victim. Stop loving victimhood. Your mother is evil. Get away from her and stay away from her. And if she turned the family against you, stay away from them. But just don't be angry. And don't go over there for dinner, coffee, tea, or anything. You don't need to go over there for anything. Stay away. Don't go for holidays. And if she dies, don't go to the funeral or anything. She's dead.
Okay.
It's time for you to live your life.
Yes, and I really want to move out from this place.
Then why don't you move out?
I really want to have my own place.
Why don't you get your own place? Why haven't you gotten it?
Excuses. And that's it.
Stop being pitiful.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Jesse.
I wish you well.
Thank you.
Call me again. Call me again with your pitiful self.
No, I will call you once I'm free, okay? I'm happy.
The moment you drop your anger and stop, be done with your mother, you will be free.
Okay, Jesse, and one last question, please. Whenever I see my fiancé struggling with this, with this medical condition, I really believe it's in his mind, you know. I really believe it comes from anger, you know, because doctors don't know what is it, you know. It's like one day he's good and then one day he's not good. So how can I help him, Jesse?
You can't help him. He got to want to help himself. And God will help him. There's nothing you can do. And so a pitiful woman going to marry a pitiful man?
It looks like that.
And then y'all going to have some pitiful babies?
So, what do you recommend?
Why you married a pitiful man? Well, you really love your pain. You love your thrills of misery, huh?
Because I'm also getting engaged to someone who is in pain. That's what you mean.
Yeah, why are you doing that? You seeing this guy already, according to you, I don't know him, but based on what you're saying, I think your mama's pitiful. And now you married a man who you say is pitiful. Why would you go from one bad situation to another?
I don't know, Jesse.
What's wrong with you, Mary?
I think I'm in love with him, you know. I think he's an amazing man.
I'm in love with Mary Jane, too, but I ain't gonna marry her.
He's honest, he's kind, he listens to me, you know.
But he's pitiful.
He cannot accept his condition, his medical condition.
Well, I don't know about all that, but listen, for now, you do what you want with the marriage thing, but for now, don't ever tell your mother anything else about your life. You find yourself an apartment and get away from her and start living your life. And if don't go over there for Halloween, Christmas, Hanukkah, Thanksgiving, Valentine, Mother's Day, Father's Day, White History Day Month, or anything. Stay away from her. Just don't be angry, but be done with her and go live your life, Mary. And stop being a victim.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Jesse.
One last thing. How do you feel about this man being a victim as well? How do you feel about that?
I mean, I think it's something from, like, it comes from his family, you know?
Because I asked, how do you feel about it, knowing that the man you're about to marry is a victim?
Jesse, I don't know how to answer this question, to be honest. You know, he has gone through a lot, you know, since he was young.
Who haven't?
Yeah, but, like, yeah, he has.
Everybody gone through a lot. Every human being.
I don't know how to answer.
Here's what I recommend. You forgive your mother and your father. You work on you. I'm not telling you not to marry this guy. I don't know because I don't know. I haven't spoken to him, so I don't know. But for now,
Jesse, can I make him speak to you?
No, don't make him speak to me.
No. Yes. Can I advise him to speak to you?
You can, but don't force it.
Okay.
But for now, you forget about your mother. Give her the finger. She's a Cherokee.
Okay.
All right?
And don't tell
her anything else about your business. Don't ask her advice for anything. Just don't resent her. And just be done with her.
Yeah, and I can feel like he senses like I'm in a stress, you know, because he's also feeling self, you know, like he's feeling like everything, it's like his fault, you know?
Yeah, that's what your fiancé is feeling?
I think so, you know, because he's been stressed a little lately, you know, because he's going to meet them and they are going to judge him by the way.
Don't let him meet them. He doesn't need to meet them.
I mean, Jesse, if we're going to get married, he has to meet my family.
No, he doesn't. Who made that rule?
It's in the Bible also, Jesse.
It's not in the Bible that if you marry somebody, you got to meet their family.
But it's the correct way to do it.
That's not the correct way to do it.
Okay.
He never has to meet your family. You will become his family.
Okay. That's what he says, actually.
You know, he doesn't need to. Why do you want your husband to meet Satan and his and Satan's family?
You're calling me Satan.
I'm calling your mama Satan.
Okay. That's the tradition, I guess. I don't.
That's a dumb. You know, stop following tradition and start living your life. Everything you've been taught as to how to live, drop it. Don't live by those rules and regulations anymore. Just live your life. Tradition, a traditional life, does not work.
Okay. I will make him. No. I won't make him.
Don't even suggest it.
No?
No?
Like to call you? Because maybe you can help him, Jesse, to see
don't,
anger.
Mary, don't worry about helping him. Help yourself right now. Okay. So you can see clearly.
Yeah.
So, Kim want me to tell you, ask me to tell you, tell Mary from Spain to break up with her fiance and marry her mama. tell Mary from to marry her mama if she's that obsessed with making her mama happy. And mama ain't never going to be happy.
Yeah. Yeah. She even wants me, Jesse, to live next to her, you know?
And you're crazy enough to do it, right?
No, no, no. I mean, she told me, why would I go to the city of my husband? I should be going in the same city as her.
And did you give her the finger when she said that?
No, I kept quiet.
Why didn't you give her the finger?
That's disrespectful.
How's that disrespectful? Who said that?
You don't go out giving the finger to people. That's
no, you give it to your mama.
Then I will end up in the street, Jesse.
Then you get your own place.
Yeah, that's what I should do, actually, yeah.
So don't tell me what the condition is of your fiancé, but is it a mental condition or a physical?
No, no, no. He's very smart. It's a physical condition.
Oh, okay.
Jesse.
All right.
Yes, it's a physical condition. And
don't say what it is, but tell him not to be angry about it.
Okay. Yes, I think it's pride, you know, because he used to do so many sports, you know. He used to do fighting. He was in competitions, right? And then he ended up in the last 5 years with this condition. And
well, tell like him not to be angry about it, but I got to run, Mary.
Thank you very much for your time, Jesse.
Mary, give your mama the finger. Don't move next door. Move far away from her.
Far away, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I actually believe that.
And
yes.
Give her the finger.
I will do that in my imagination. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Jesse.
I wish you well.
I will call you back.
Okay.
Thank you.
I wish you well.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. What a mess. My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And if you think you is all of that, you can go and love yourself. Ardine, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning. I'm from Colorado and moved out from California. Was born and raised in California. I was in 52 when I was born, San Fernando, and then moved to Simi Valley in the 60s. And I remember, now I'm talking about the fire that's going on. And, I mean, it breaks my heart seeing what's going on for all the people there. But
and how does it break your heart?
Because I've been that route. I know the evacuation thing. I know the feeling. I know the loss. And it's horrifying.
And so
it's
You're feeling the pain of the people who lost their homes?
I'm feeling the pain that they're going to go through. Yeah, what's coming up. Yeah,
and
I feel that.
What does
a lot that's going to go on.
What does the pain you feel, what does that feel like for somebody else? What does the pain feel like?
An extreme sadness, like a death. When I was watching the fires, actually, it was up there. Comparative-wise,
And what good is it doing them? What good is it doing them that you feel their pain?
No good. No
what,
good.
What good is it doing you that you feel their pain?
It's making me aware of other human beings and making me aware of what we need to do and maybe to make things the future better.
What good is it doing you to feel other people's pain?
Exactly. It's making me aware this pain is a tool. It's making me aware of things that should be accomplished for the future so things are better in the future.
And so
you
didn't know that before you had pain?
Oh, yeah, I did know it. It confirmed it.
So And how can pain confirm anything? Pain never confirm anything that's good or right.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
You know. Okay. If you have. Okay.
And did
now
you
you're
know,
looking at your leg.
Did you know that people existed before you had pain?
Yes.
Your pain is all vain.
Your pain. Oh, God. Vain. You're a poet on top of everything else.
Your pain makes you think that you are a god. You can feel bad for somebody. I can feel bad for someone else.
You're lying.
Oh,
not at all.
I feel so bad for those people. It's all vanity.
That's a horrifying thing to say. It's patronizing in a way.
Why is that? Why is it a bad thing to say?
Because it could be a patronizing thing, sort of.
Don't patronize.
Now you're going to singing again? Oh, come on, seriously. But what I wanted to get to is work through this singing of thing that you have, okay? Let's work through this. Now, what I would like to do is just make people aware that there's a future for L.A., it's going to get rebuilt. We all know that.
How you know that? You don't know that.
But now, because people cannot stand being a tent 94/7. I know what it's like out here in Colorado. It's pretty cold after a while. California, it's a different kind of cold. It's a wet cold.
There are
Colorado
homeless people who are living in tents every day.
I know.
Winter, spring, summer, and fall.
Huh? Yeah, I know. And it's a hard life to live. As Annie said, it's a hard life to live.
How do you know that?
Exposed. Because I've been camping before, and I know it's miserable.
You've been what?
I prefer the hotel room more than
camping.
You've
been what?
I've been camping many moons. Camping, Nakatuma, Kings Canyon. I've been camping before.
But that's not like being homeless.
I know, but it's a thing. You're living in the elements. And it's a pitiful thing. And
but
the
homeless people love being homeless.
Okay, you say you want to think that's fine. That's your thought.
No, it's true. That's why they're homeless. They love it.
Okay. You want to say that? Good.
You don't believe that?
You want to say that? Fine. Not 94. No, I do not believe that for everybody. No.
Why
no.
don't you believe that?
Because I don't, and I'm allowed to just.
Why don't you believe that?
Why do you believe that?
Because
what
I.
What gives you.
Because they're homeless. They love being homeless. And they love getting free pot, free drugs,
free
everything.
Pot, free pot. Free pot.
Free
Nobody
pot.
Gets free pot.
Pot.
Unless they want to get you addicted. Pot. I know pot. I live in Colorado. My God. But. It's back to the subject, okay? You're going around to get to the same subject. You change the same stuff. Now, I think we don't need to concentrate on the blame game and maybe look
well,
at
we do.
The
we need to
game.
Blame the government. We need to blame Newsom and the mayor, whatever her name, Hold on a minute. I'm gonna get to all your calls. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. And I'll be right back. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay. What the? 888-775-3773. Let me just, the hate report is coming up at 9 a.m. right after the show at the top of this hour. And listen, James Hake is on fire. He ain't got that red hair for nothing. It's on fire. And he's on fire. You don't want to miss it. You white. And then a brand new episode of The Fallen State at what time? 12. I got a lot going on in the studio right now, and we're trying to decide on another thing, and blah, blah, blah. So I'm black and slow. I can't do all this, pay attention to all this stuff. What else? So a brand new episode of The Fallen State at 12 noon today. Albert Guillory, Albert Guillory, E-L-B-E-R-T, Albert Guillory. I had a cousin I grew up with named Albert, A-L-B-E-R-T. He did. I was surprised Albert died so early too in life. But anyway, a different story. Albert Guillory is an ordained minister, Navy veteran, former criminal defense lawyer, and served in the Louisiana House of Representatives and the Louisiana Senate. I really enjoyed talking to him. It was a fun, amazing, interesting Grandpa Tell Me About the Good Old Days conversation. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's wrong with the blacks today?
They complain and whine, and that's it. America is the best place on earth to live. The greatest amount of freedoms, the greatest amount of opportunity.
What is a man?
He who is made in the image of God, doing his will, reaping the fruits of the Spirit.
So will you ever marry again?
I am seriously looking for my fifth wife.
And will you make children too?
Absolutely. I'm only 80 years old.
He said that he has a 15-year-old child, and he paying child support. He like, I might well make some more baby and pay child support till I die. It was so interesting at 12 noon today. Support The Fallen State right there on thefallenstate.tv/donate or locals.com in the description there, all right? And then right after that, the American Anchor Baby. Do you know what you're dealing with today? The American Anchor Baby? Have you decided yet?
Yeah, a little bit. Really just a bunch of, it would be a relaxed Lucy show, but I do want to open up with, someone called me yesterday, and it's interesting how we make our lives tough, but yeah, check it out.
Amazing, at 12 noon. And do you realize people are missing the airplane flight? And VR chat, Zazzler.
What? Huh? Yeah, the VR chat and the airplane stuff.
What's a glizzer?
It's a hot dog.
It's a way of saying hot dog.
Hot dog. So people are starting to miss the airplane flights. You don't do them anymore?
No, not lately. I've been in the studio working, but I've been working on my equipment to set up like a different studio to do all that.
Oh. You still setting up. What a beta. Oh. Beta.
Use the other B word.
Beta.
Just kidding.
You can't call the Asian baby a bitch.
Right.
What
Sorry.
The?
Sorry, kids.
So the Anchor Baby as well. And then Sunday morning fellowship, come on down. At doors open at 10:30. Meeting start at 11 a.m. 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. And last but not least, I do cameo shout outs for you. Anytime a shout out, birthday, wedding, congratulations. Funeral, well, no funeral. I ain't doing no funeral shout out. We're going to say, hey, shout out to the dead. Let the dead bury the dead. But encouragement, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me go quickly back to Ardeen. Ardeen.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So in closing, I want to tell you that you're not supposed to be feeling bad for anyone. You're not God. You can't take on anyone else's pain. And it's not doing them or you any good to be feeling anything for them.
You don't need to tell me what to feel and not to feel.
But I should tell you, you don't know.
I don't know. You don't know.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You're doing it again.
I'm telling
you. No, you're not supposed to. I'm trying to get the point across.
And you're supposed
to
listen.
At this point, blame people for the fires. The winds caused the fires. The lack of the airplanes flying at night.
The wind did not cause the fire.
The fires.
Ardeen, the wind did not cause the fire. And you're supposed to listen.
Oh, whoa. Really? Really? You're going to go that route.
Ardeen, you're supposed to listen and not be disobedient.
Really? Your disobedience?
Yes.
What you're really going to say, the winds, you, Jesse Lee Peterson, is going to say the winds did not contribute to the fires and making them a lot worse than they were.
I said that. I said the wind did not start the fire.
somebody else started the fire, right, or was it something happened? But yeah, the wind carried it to the extent that it was. You know that, and I know that. We've both witnessed Santa Ana winds. We know what they're like.
My whole point is stop feeling feeling for people.
My whole point is being on the ego trip. Stop blaming people.
Why not? It's their fault.
And look at ourselves for what we've done to California. Look at ourselves.
We didn't do
stop
it to California.
Blaming people.
The government did it to California.
But the government caused all the government.
Yeah, the Democratic government messed up California.
Oh my God, you got it wrong.
No, I don't.
You do not even realize how we destroyed California.
We did not destroy California.
The L.A. area.
The
LA
government
area
did it.
Arnie,
I got to run. What the? That hurt my ears. James, is it true that a lady slept with 1,000 men?
Allegedly.
Is that possible?
In my opinion, no. You're talking about in a 12-hour span?
Was she at Diddy party or something?
Probably. She is Diddy.
So is it true that she slept with 12 men in 12 hours?
That's what they claim. Jill, Nick covered this on his show, and he hasn't seen proof. He needs evidence.
To be fair, I didn't dig that hard for that video evidence on this.
Don't dig too much. You don't want to.
To dig too hard.
Don't even use that word.
Huh?
Nothing. According to X, an fan creator says she has broken a world record by sleeping with 1,057 men in 12 hours. That's like a work day. Watch this from X.
This is what my face looks like after taking 1,000 men less than 12 hours ago. I told you girls, taking fluids for moisturizer was good for your skin.
The big 1,000 was completely done. So it started off, I'll give you a bit of an overview, gang to start with. It was just like the room was absolutely full. Then we did groups of five, like one after the other of fives. I wanted to give people more time, so then it went down to like one-on-ones, didn't it? So like one person would watch whilst I was with somebody, and then it would literally just be like a rotating circle like that.
I don't believe that.
Jeez, that was really vulgar.
I don't believe it. I think you lie. I think you're doing this for video purpose. I may be wrong, but I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. According to X, her parents are now fully supportive after she educated them, paid off their mortgage, and paid for their vacation.
Sounds like a beta father to me.
I don't believe it, though. You believe it? I just don't believe it. I think this will get support.
Well, she's dirty enough that she could have videotaped it, sounds like.
Well, don't tell me how I know, but I've heard a lot of hoes say that they pay off their parents' stuff and that their family's fine with
but
it.
But that don't mean they slept with 1,057 men in 12 hours.
And there's no sleeping would be involved in that, by the way. But at least they're using a euphemism to clean it up.
Sleeping. I don't believe it. I just don't believe it for some reason. I could be wrong, but I don't believe it. This is the same girl who... This is the same girl who hit on the Christian man from Five Guys.
Oh, the burger joint.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, you did. You covered it earlier this week or last week.
He black. I don't even remember.
Yeah, it was this black guy who was working. He was working as a cashier.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a Christian.
Oh, yeah. She went over to the... That's the same girl?
Mm-hmm.
What the?
Sounds like she has an English accent or something.
I don't believe it, though. I do not believe it. I don't believe it.
I believe she's dirty.
Meaning what?
She does these dirty video things.
Oh. Well, I don't know about all that, but I just don't believe that. I just don't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't believe it. Anyway, 888-775-3773. Cody is out of Boston. Cody, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse.
Hey, Cody.
How you doing?
All is well.
Nice to see you. I mean, nice to hear from you.
You too, buddy.
So I called you before when I was going through my kidney surgery and stuff, and you were telling me to just, like, you told me to ignore it and just stay with it and whatnot, and everything. I didn't talk to you since then. Like, I mean, I may have, like, online, but, like, not over the phone. But things, like, went well, and I sorry, there's a lot of noise in the background. Everything went well, and my the surgery and whatnot. Good thing there's, like, good doctors out here in Mass. Luckily, so they're like, I had a specialist, like a specialty team that helped me with like that specifies like with kidney surgeries and stuff. So like they got me to the right people and everything. So it went well.
Right on.
And I feel like that has to do with talking with you though. But thank you very much. But I also wanted to bring up there's like a thing that happened to me when I was going to school. So when Obama was in office, right? Uh-huh. He was visiting Massachusetts he was like going around the country at the time, like when he was in office, but he was like going to different states and whatnot, but he was going to Massachusetts and he came to Boston and he was going to my school specifically because my school was a school that was funded by Bill Gates and his wife. They fully funded the school and it was like, we all got laptops and stuff like that. It was like a brand new school that was starting up. So it was like a whole thing. So again, and this is all probably some corrupt stuff in the background that the left didn't bring up, but that's a whole different thing. But yeah, so Obama was coming to the school and for some reason they knew I was outspoken about I wasn't like a whole into being a conservative or being outright as like Republican or anything like that, but I was definitely against hypocrisy and speaking out against when Obama would speak and you could just hear his lies and his deception and everything like that just coming out of it. Like he would just speak well, but he'd be tricking you right in front of your face, but people would just fall for it. But again, I would just see that. And I was making videos in my history class trying to like prove that just like show that. And I guess the school found out about it, like the headmaster found out about it. She must have informed whoever with when Obama was coming there. And then they barred me from going into the school. So I couldn't even go to school. And it was like me and two other people that were barred from going into the school that day. So the whole school got to meet Obama. He came to the school with like the Secret Service or whoever. And like there was like a whole thing in the school. But I don't really even know because no one really told me about what like happened within the day. But it was just like I literally was banned from going anywhere near the school in the vicinity. Like there was cops and everything that told me I couldn't go at certain blocks and stuff like that around. It was like really insane. And I was just like, this is what they do. This is what the left does. This is how evil they are.
How old are you? Corrupt.
I'm 32.
Oh, okay. So are you gonna run for office now?
I mean, I would like to. I want to try to change Mass back to being a red state. I was talking to Nick yesterday.
So why don't you do it?
That's what I'm trying. I mean, that's what I want to try to get into now. I don't know what goes about that, but that's why, like, with Trump getting into office now, hopefully when he comes out here and with, like, Doge and all that stuff, when they start trying to figure out what Mass has been corrupt, like, because Mass is very corrupt.
You talked to the anchor baby?
I talked to Nick yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
And Mass is super corrupt. Just like it's exactly like California. Like you, a lot of the stuff you say that happens over there, they're just open about it. They don't care. Right. Obviously, Gavin Newsom doesn't care about any of it. He's just so open.
Yeah, they don't care over here either.
But
that's for sure.
Mass is just very quiet and behind the scenes about it. They are very, very sneaky about it. The left is very sneaky overall, but they're doing it under like behind the scenes over here very well. And it's gonna hit the fan. It's gonna really hit the fan when Tom Hammond and Donald Trump comes here and they have to start getting these illegals out, because he already told Maura Haley that if they get in the way, she's gonna get arrested. So
nice.
She thinks that she just told recently to us.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
Cody,
Sorry. Go ahead.
I got to run, but number one, okay. I'm glad you're doing well. that you had a good recovery from the surgery. And okay. I would do what you want. You seem as though you're very interested in doing something. And maybe you should give a hand at politics, because we need men like you who are willing to stand up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, I want for sure. And that's why it's like, like I said, when Trump comes out here, I want to see if I can get in touch with his people or somebody that I can like actually get with it. Because Mass used to be a red state. I told Nick that yesterday, and he didn't know that. Mass used to be a red state well before it was a disgusting blue state that it became. So we can go back to that. I also want to talk to you about relationships stuff next time I call you. So okay. I just wanted to say that real quick.
Right on.
But next time.
In closing, Massachusetts was the first state to legalize so-called same-sex marriage, right?
And yeah, they did that, and that was again the left does things, and like again they legalized marijuana here just recently, but they didn't do that because it was the right thing to do. They did it because of saw how much money Colorado was making, and it was just like that was all.
It's about the money, Cody. Thank you, man. Call me again.
I love you, Jesse.
And you too, buddy. Amazing. Bye now. Super chat.
Super chat.
Jitsu James says with a coffee. When Jesse refers to himself as slow, he means he can't run fast. Jesse is a genius.
I can't. I used to run track, 50-yard dash, 4:40 relay, and a mile run. And I was fast. It was amazing. Thank you.
Ben, three coffees. Why does God allow the devil to exist?
Because the devil is the devil, he lives, but he has no power. He has zero. He's an illusion. He's evil, but I don't know what you mean really about why does he allow him to exist. But he has no authority, no power. He's the only deceiver in your mind, and he makes you hurt yourself. He doesn't hurt you. He makes you hurt yourself. But I don't know why he let him live. That's for sure. Thank you.
You read that Rumble rant from Commander Kim addressing Mary.
That was funny.
Mary from Spain. Break up with your fiance. Marry your mama. She's that obsessed with making her mother happy.
Yeah.
Mama ain't never going to be happy.
I know.
Shout out.
Amazing.
Retracting Light bought three coffees. Instead of complaining about the stores closing down, why don't they open their own stores?
Thank you.
Duh.
They get mad at the white man if he opens a store. Then they get mad at the white man if he closes the store. They get mad at the white man if he try to protect his merchandise in the store and call him a racist. What the? Thank you.
Shout out to Pastor Chatelet, who gifted 5 subscriptions to JLP and gave them to a bunch of the people over on the Rumble crew.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you to Crichton,
Age of Inversion. We can use the support. Thank you.
Urinal Chills, Prep Ham Paul, and the rest of the supporters, monthly supporters over there, and people who were gifted subscriptions on the Rumble crew. And shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, Bronconis, Mobetta, Cactus Eater Bear, Aries One, Games for Rec, Coffee Talk with Sandra, Joelle Fridays, Mexican Cousin, Potleaf, Beta Legs, Kevin Webb, and the rest of those supporters. Thank you, guys. And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly to Jack, our first time caller. This is the house that Jack built, y'all. Out of...
Hello?
Out of... Where?
Hello?
What?
Hello?
Maryland. Hey, Jack.
Yeah, this is me, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, man.
Welcome to the show.
I have a question. Oh, yeah. It's an honor, man. I love what you do, man.
Thank you.
So I wanted to talk about racism, and why do you think racism is not real?
Because our battle is a spiritual battle. It's good versus evil, and it has nothing to do with color or anything like that. It's a made-up word. It's just a made-up word to deceive the people and control them so that they can make money and have perceived power. It's a lie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Another thing is, I have some family members that say that you have some very bad views about women. Is that true?
No, I don't have bad views about them. I just I love the order of God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, right? And anytime the man put the woman over him, and anytime he listens to the woman, he will suffer. Have you noticed that every time you listen to your mama or you listen to your girlfriend or whomever, you suffer? I love men are not supposed to listen to women. How old are you, Jack?
Huh?
You can hear. How old are you?
I am 18.
Oh, okay. Don't be angry, but don't listen to the woman. You're going to suffer. You leave them, but don't listen to them.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it does make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Listen, Jack, I'm so out of time. I don't want the computer to cut us off. Call me again.
Okay. All right. I love you, man.
You too, buddy. I am so out of time. Super Jack.
How come it
says? Oh, it says no super. Why you tell me that right now? I don't know that. What? Nah. I'm out of time, folks. The Hate Creep Report is coming up, and at 12 from 9 to 11, and then the Father State brand new episode at 12, and then the Anchor Baby right after the FatherState.tv, American Anchor Baby, and then church on Sunday. Doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11 a.m. Fellowship. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Thank you for your support. Lance out of Georgia, on my mind. And John out of New York. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. And somebody just hung up. I'm out of time. I'll be back on Monday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. And remember, the great white hope, according to the schedule, will be sworn in on Monday as the president of this Making America Great Again. The great white hope. So have a good weekend. I'll see you on Sunday. The Hate Report coming up. And get on that straight and narrow. Stay there. By yourself. Stay there. Men and women. Do the silent prayer. Forgive your mothers and your father, and God will forgive you. Don't ask for forgiveness from them. You forgive them, and God will forgive you. And I'm telling you, you can lose the anger. It will be taken away from you, and you can have perfect peace right here on earth. You don't have to wait until you die. I wouldn't even trust waiting until I die. What happens if you stay in hell? What the? Have a good day, folks, and a good weekend. Thank you.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. They